This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Come on, admit it. You've fantasized about chucking your job and following your passion, right? Whatever that might be. Dave Wiener actually did it, and he has not yet looked back. His bicycle company, Priority Bicycles, launched this past summer. Dave, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
So you quit your job and you start a bicycle company. Seriously?
I've heard that one a lot. Yeah. And, you know, now here I am at a point where I can say it loud and proud. But I quit my job running a tech company because I had this desire to bring my knowledge of supply chain, technology, and bicycles together to build a simpler bicycle.
How'd you do it? I mean, after you dropped that resignation letter on your boss's desk, then what?
Then I started, I had a business plan I'd written for the bicycle company, and I shopped it around to some friends and some trusted colleagues and started to get people's opinions and then started to get really scared. Mm-hmm. And then I just put my head down and worked, you know, 16-hour days every day. I brought on a partner who helped on the creative side, and we just worked incredibly hard to put together a product that we were really proud of with a value that hadn't been seen before in the market and with some smart engineering that was also new to the market. And that's how we got started, that and Kickstarter.
Yeah, well, we'll get to Kickstarter in a minute, but tell me about those 16-hour days. I mean, specifically, what did you do? Were you sourcing tires and figuring out who could make the frame? And I mean, were you down like at that level of detail?
Yeah, we dissected the bike and we really wanted to go with simple, modern, classic, smart engineering.
Yeah.
So how can we make something that's low maintenance, that's lightweight, that's rather rust resistant, and started working with different manufacturers to say, how can we get a tire that's going to be more puncture resistant? The most noticeable feature on our bike is the belt drive. So that was the hardest part of the engineering is how do we get a belt instead of a chain?
Instead of a chain, yeah.
And so really went through each piece of the bike to figure out how to make it simpler, find partners that were willing to work with a startup.
Is that tough to find people who are willing to work with a startup? Because you can find bicycle frame makers all over the place, but I imagine some of them say, yeah, no, who are you?
Yeah, you know, in order to get the volume and the quantity and the rates, it really is hard because the big bike manufacturers want to work with the big, well-established companies.
Yeah.
And so going in there and saying, hey, we're new, and we want you to work with us, and we also want this product to be incredibly cost-effective, was hard. So I did go back and forth all over the world, actually, sourcing parts on the bike. We have parts literally all across the world on the bike to make something that is free from routine maintenance, that looks good, and is a pleasure to ride.
At some point, you need capital, and you do what so many people do these days. You go to Kickstarter. And you did well.
Thank you.
I mean, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Kickstarter was a dream come true. When we decided we were going to launch the company, you know, I think my idea is a good idea. I had a partner who thought it was a good idea, but does the world think it's a good idea?
Yeah.
And that's really where we went to Kickstarter and said, does our idea make sense? Do you like it as much as we do? And are you willing to help us with your money to get this company off the ground? And we had over 1,500 backers back us for bicycles. They all received their bicycles on time or early, and they're all happy.
Can I go to Manhattan today and see a Priority bike out there?
You can see them everywhere. We have bikes in all 50 states now. We have them in Canada, and there's a couple countries that we're opening up in the next few weeks, and some folks that have already started to import them on their own. So there's bikes. We've got pictures from Israel, from Italy, from Spain. People all over the world are riding them already just in a few months.
Dave Wiener, the company is Priority Bicycles. Dave, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me, Kai.